Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, it's the Brooke and Jeffrey podcast. And did you guys know we have listeners in Japan,
cool.
Germany,
wow.
UK,
yeah.
Netherlands,
That's
Italy.
Awesome.
Wait,
those actually all have super hot men, don't they?
Wait,
if you're listening in from there, DM me after this, okay?
Okay.
After you hear the full show, which is starting right now.
I know how this entire studio can be instantly happier.
Hey, I like that.
Okay.
But I also know none of you will do it.
What?
Because in a new study, researchers asked hundreds of people who participated how often they use social media.
Here we go.
For the ones that said they're on it every single day.
Too much,
yep, that's
man.
Me.
The study found taking just a 1 week break from it would make them immediately 80% happier.
What? Oh my.
A week?
Yeah. I was going to say hour and I'm still going to say no.
Yeah. Dude, I tell you, like when we go to my family's cabin, there's no Wi-Fi and like it's unreal.
Actually,
except for they just put in a new cell phone tower, and last time we were up there, I could get internet again.
Oh.
And I'm like, this ruins it. I don't have the self-control for this. Do we go and burn down the cell phone tower? Is that what we need to do?
So obviously, sad part is most people couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Couldn't go the full week.
It's not our fault. It's designed to hook us in.
You miss so much in a week.
And when I am happy, I want to post about it on social media.
Yeah.
You know?
The people who were able to do it, and again, not many, but after 1 week off social media, they were much less stressed, less depressed, and just happier overall.
Okay, so
I've heard this.
I know. If you're less depressed, what are you going to post about on your Facebook to get pity likes?
I feel like we should check in more often with our social media director, Jake.
Yeah,
how you doing, buddy?
How are you?
You doing okay?
I'm not well.
Okay. He does it for his job and for fun.
That means he's doing good work.
Is it bad that he was being honest and we all laughed?
The average person still spends at least 21 minutes of their day on TikTok and Facebook, but they say avoiding social media. Again, 1 week will improve your mental health.
Wow.
And for more information on that, go on, head over to the Brooke and Jeffrey Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah.
Heal yourself. Now that we've made everybody happier and less stressed,
let's
bring it all back with the shock collar question of the day. We actually have the bucket full of names in studio. We're going to draw one out to who gets asked the trivia question. If you get it wrong, you're going to be punished by getting shocked while singing a song. Text in. Tell us what song you'd like to hear to 78592. Jose, you're drawing a name out because you had it last. And who did you get?
Jose Woman Ears Bolaños.
Oh.
Don't believe me. Check my Insta.
Yeah.
Do I have woman ears?
I mean, they don't look like they could grow hair.
Go check them out at Hilarious Jose on Instagram. Let's send it over to Digital Jake for the shock collar question of the day.
Most kids are coming up on the end of the school year.
Yeah.
And with summer break on the horizon, a new survey looked at the top end of school traditions that parents and children do.
Oh, fun.
And Jose, just just a side note, the researchers didn't take into account Brooke's 24-hour wine binge now that the kids are home all summer.
Mm-hmm. No.
Not
Darn
on the list.
It.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's not there. It's
rosé all day.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
The survey asked 2,000 moms with kids aged 5 to 12 to name the things they do to put a cap on another year of school.
Oh, no. And, I need your help, Brooke.
And number one on the list was taking a photo of your kids at the end of each grade. 50% of people say they do that at the end of every school year.
Oh, at the end? I only do it at the beginning.
Well, yeah. They probably do both, right?
I need you to tell me the rest of the top four in no particular order.
Okay, I only have one idea, and then I'm going to need your guys' help. But the first idea, because of the picture before and end, reminded me when I was a kid, and I think a lot of families do this, is they do the height thing. There's a wall where they do the pencil of what your height
yeah,
is.
Yeah, that's good.
So
I like
that.
So
you know how much you've grown.
I thought that's like a birthday tradition, though. Like
is that?
To see how tall you are every year on your birthday.
We do it really randomly. Right. It's like mostly when we remember it.
You're like, hey,
yeah.
You go for a growth spurt. Let's measure.
There's an 8-year gap between the last measurement.
I can tell you, I think that one thing most schools do is have some sort of end of year party. Like our school PTA is encouraging people to go to the Family Fun Center this year, you know, with all the kids.
I think that's a good idea. Do some sort of ice cream party or pool party to celebrate the end of the year.
So celebratory party.
I would always do a naked victory lap around the school at on the last day.
Ages 5 to 12?
Yeah.
No. Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Pretty young.
It was third grade and under that I was doing it. After that, it wasn't
allowed. I'm worried that your school is okay with it.
Also, I do remember the last day of school, my mom picking me up, and we would always get to go and get fast food.
Oh, fast food.
Like McDonald's or Taco Bell.
See, I was going to say just ice cream, but at the end of the day.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
ice cream
there's a Froyo place by my kid's school, and it is slammed on the last day of school.
Let's get the question one more time.
School is nearly out for summer, and parents and kids alike are looking for ways to go out in style before the break. A new survey asked what end-of-year traditions that are most popular, and I told you number one was taking a photo at the end of every year. I'll help you out with a summer school golden guess, Jose. Ooh. Tell me something you think is in the top four, and I'll tell you if you're right or not.
I'm going to ask, is ice cream on the list?
Getting ice cream / throwing a party is on the list.
It
counts as one thing. That's number four.
How about this? What do you do with all the like homework and the papers that you've accumulated during the entire school year? Do you throw them into a giant bonfire? Do you try and sell them to the next grade?
I don't think.
Make a profit.
I don't think that's going to be on the list.
Really?
No, but I think it's a good idea.
You don't do like a purge of all of the school stuff that you have?
Oh, we try to, but it's not a celebratory thing. Like, it's like, God, I have to clean out another freaking closet.
Why
you
not
know?
Make it fun?
So burn the backpacks.
Yes.
Burn the entire bag.
See, I was thinking it's the start of summer. You are going to take the kids and go swimming at the end of the day. Like, that's the way to kick off summer to me. What? You'd, like, hit the local beach or the local pool, go down to the lake.
Fun. That's true.
It's like taking a vacation too big. Like, you just leave right away. Mm-hmm. You're like, see ya.
Oh, vacation. Vacation's not bad, but I don't know if it's, like, the day of.
Yeah.
Or camping.
What about Jose's annual tradition at the end of the year? Going to the teacher and paying them in order to pass the class.
Yes. No, my mom wanted me to give you this.
You do give the teacher an end-of-year gift.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you're talking about bribing a teacher, you definitely give her an end-of-the-year gift.
So like an Amazon gift card? Or
sure.
It depends on where you're at.
Some lingerie, perhaps?
Yeah. Edible undies?
Yeah. Mr. I never went to college. I just showed up and gave them lingerie.
All right, we need to lock in some answers. What do you think?
Okay,
we need two more.
So I don't know if it's camping or vacation, or is it...
What about like having a sleepover with everybody?
Slumber party.
Oh,
those are pretty fun.
Oh, my parents would let me have your friends
stay up all night.
Yeah.
Go to the movies.
And you try to stay up all night. Okay, so we're going to go ice cream party, go swimming, and slumber party.
According to 2,000 moms of preteens.
Sorry, I said that really sketchy.
Sorry. And naked sleepover.
These are the most popular end of school year traditions. Number one, I told you, is the end of year photo, which 50% of people do.
Huh.
On your golden guess, you got getting ice cream or throwing a party. 43% of people do that.
Yay.
We give you a little ding. Number two on the list was burning your homework or putting school stuff in storage.
Jeff was right.
Are you joking?
Wow.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Burning it?
Yeah.
Burning, shredding, disposing of it.
But you're only in fourth grade or something. Like,
you might need those.
You're never too young to experiment with fire.
Okay.
Big bonfire.
Number three on the list, it was said in the room, writing thank you notes to your teachers. 48%.
Okay. that makes sense.
Okay, well, Jose,
oh, darn it.
Didn't get them all, so you're going to be getting shocked today. And somebody wanted to hear Graduation, Friends Forever by Vitamin C.
Oh my gosh, it's old school. As we go on, we remember all the times we had together.
God, that song was terrible even when it was new.
It's very triggering hearing it now.
I know.
That's your shock collar question of the day. Everybody, buy up your gasoline. Get ready for those big bonfires.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Everybody's gearing up for summer, trying to get their bodies bikini ready their bikini's body ready.
Hey, you know what? Right, I am.
Your body is always ready for that bikini. That's what I say.
Yeah!
It's a good thing to say, but some of us might be thinking, you know, I might look a lot better in this thing if I just lost a few lbs.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely,
sure.
It's a natural thought.
Of course.
And if you haven't heard, there's a hot new weight loss drug. And I don't want anybody saying the name of it because I'm sure you already know it, but it was initially designed for people with type 2 diabetes.
Yeah. It's running rampant in Hollywood right now.
That's what I hear, yeah.
It's being prescribed to people who are looking to quickly shed a few pounds, and it's being hailed as a miracle. And I am not saying that you should take it.
No,
we are not endorsing it whatsoever.
No. I heard that after you stop, you have to give yourself injections every day. And as soon as you stop, you gain all the weight back, plus more.
I didn't know that.
This is why I never quit on anything.
But
the only reason that I'm bringing it up today is because of the strange side effect that's now being reported.
Okay.
Where about 30% of users say they've involuntarily taken a number 2 in their sleep.
Oh, yeah.
up to a little surprise in their bed.
I'm sorry, that's 30%. I bet some people are too embarrassed to even report that it's happening.
Do you know what I'm saying?
The people online say you should also be careful when you're just out walking around in public, too.
No.
Don't ever try to fire off a warning shot. It's too risky. Head right to the bathroom and be safe about it.
Oh, not worth it.
Oh, no.
That is not a cute look in a bikini, Jeff. I'm just letting you know.
Let's just take that news and do a happy Memorial Day weekend, all right?
Okay.
Go relax, get some sun. And on a semi-serious note, just want to say thanks for listening and hanging out with us every single morning. It does mean a lot to us. As listeners, you're now part of our radio fam, and we love you.
Yeah, and love yourself, okay?
You suck.
Wait,
what? Uh-oh.
Aw, you suck too, random guy.
That wasn't a compliment.
Let's all suck together during a brand new edition of Laser Stories right after this. It's the radio segment that's trying to do some good in the world by accepting donations of excess facial hair shavings to make tiny wigs for self-conscious balding hamsters.
Oh, cute.
So donate your clippings today to Locks of Fuzz for Laser Stories.
I love it.
The segment where we read weird news stories around the globe just like everyone else does, except we have a laser and those other alopini weenies just don't. This first Laser Story is out of the United Kingdom. Woman's going viral after she caught her boyfriend cheating and got back at him in a pretty clever way.
Okay.
Her last day at his place, she made a video where she opens up the curtain rods above one of his windows and stuffs a bunch of shrimp in there.
Oh, that's going to smell.
Wow. You're never going to find it.
Ugh.
She says his place stunk for months and he couldn't figure out why.
That's going to ruin any of his future dates. That's
for sure.
Her video inspired other people to tell their own revenge stories in the comments. And some of those are pretty solid, too. Here's a few good ones.
Yay.
One guy removed a back panel from his ex's TV and stuffed crab meat in there.
Put it back. You're never going to find it.
How does that not ruin the TV?
And also, crab meat's expensive, bro. Why are you wasting good crab?
Another woman said she brushed a guy's toilet with his toothbrush and then put it back in the holder.
No.
Tasty.
No. That's just cruel.
Don't do that.
And you know that liquid that comes in jars of minced garlic?
Uh-huh.
Like at the bottom?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Someone dumped that in a guy's shoes. All of them.
I mean, he's going to soak in.
He's like a sneakerhead or something, too.
Oh, no.
And last but not least, one dude said he filled a spray bottle with milk and sprayed it all over his cheating ex's carpet.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Like milk in the carpet?
Yeah.
Sour carpet, anybody?
It's going to mildew. And
I'm going to keep these in mind.
But you can't see it, so you don't know why it stinks.
My apartment's so dirty, I really didn't understand that one.
Yeah.
Wait, why is that bad?
Wait, you're supposed to clean up?
Yeah, that's right.
This next Laser Story is out of Ocala, Florida. 36-year-old man named Daniel Dinkins goes by the nickname Dink. And recently, he jumped into hero mode because as he was walking through a neighborhood, he heard a baby crying from a nearby house.
Oh, are we allowed to just run to crying babies now?
Babies cry all the time. It does not mean that they're in trouble.
Well, apparently this baby was crying so loud and for so long that Dink thought the baby needed help.
Okay.
So he grabbed a nearby brick and threw it through a window.
Wait, what?
Whoa, wait a minute.
You gotta get into the house. So, of course,
just knock on the door and ask if the tired mother needs a small break.
Well, police were called after that.
And yes.
When they arrived, they questioned Dink. And that's when he informed them he is a time traveler from the future.
Oh,
wait a minute.
So no drugs. No drugs are involved.
I also regret being fully in with this guy at first.
Yeah.
I was like, I understand him.
Once police heard that, they informed Dink they did not believe him. And there was actually no baby in that house at all.
That's a plot twist.
So was it a future baby that he heard screaming?
Must be.
We may never know. But police say Dink the time traveler did admit to swimming in the pool that was located on the property, but only because he thought there might have been a time travel wormhole down there that he could have gone back through.
Got it.
I mean, I've confused a pool drain for that before.
Dink was then charged with trespassing and burglary in this current year. Best of luck to him.
Hopefully it's off its record by the time he goes back to the future.
This next laser story is out of New Zealand. A popular pizza spot has introduced a new way to pay for your pie. Hell Pizza just announced its new Afterlife Pay system.
Afterlife Pay?
They say they're turning up the heat on buy not and pay later schemes.
Okay.
Because with their plan, you can buy now and then pay for it when you're dead.
What? Like you put it in your will?
How?
They say they're only now just testing it out to a select number of people. Those who are selected will be invited to sign a real amendment to their wills that will allow the cost of their pizza to be collected upon their death.
Dang. That would suck if you're one of their relatives and like, we're getting $20,000. Wait a minute, what pizza bill is this?
No interest or fees will apply, and the agreement is legally binding.
Whoa.
You do have to be 18 years or older to be part of the trial run, and of the applicants, 666 will be selected.
Watch, they poison the pizzas.
Yeah.
The
company says, you only got one pizza ordered. Yeah.
The company says pizza is one of the simple joys of life. And Afterlife Pay means customers can get their fix without having to dip into the bank account.
Oh, man. There's going to be some grandpa that signs up for this just because he hates his family.
This next laser story is out of Romance World. An expert dating coach says that there's 5 signs that'll tell you if you're a super attractive person or not.
Oh.
And no, looking into the mirror is not going to be one of them.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
Uh-oh.
The first sign is that people get very territorial of their girlfriends or boyfriends whenever you're around. And they see you as competition.
Ain't nobody got time for
that. That means we're ugly or we're hot?
What's interesting is I see that happening for Alexis, and that never happens for me. People are like, oh, you should be our best friend. We're all
tied. Second, you rarely get compliments because people just assume that you already know that you're attractive.
Yeah, I can see that.
People are only telling me I look good because they think I'm an ugly.
They're overcompensating.
But you don't have to compare all these to you. It's going to get sad.
Brooke, look at you put on makeup today. You look so pretty.
I do hear it a lot.
Uh-oh.
Next sign that you can tell if you're super attractive on the down low is you rarely get approached by people.
Mm.
This is because people think you're out of their league, so they won't even bother trying to talk to you.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Yeah. One of my really hot best friends, everybody thinks that she's really snobby, but it's only because she's just shy. That's all it is.
She's just not a big social person.
Number 4, you always catch strangers staring at you out in public.
Uh-oh.
Huh.
I feel like this could happen to anybody.
Yeah. It happens to Brooke because she looks weird.
Oh, wait. That's not a compliment.
Sorry, wait. And
the 5th and final way you'll be able to tell if people view you as super attractive, even if you didn't know it, people always get awkward and or nervous whenever they're around you.
Oh.
Interesting. I'm always the awkward, nervous one. Oh, wait.
Yeah, one person no one approaches because he's so dang hot is this guy. It was happening even before he got his shell surgically enhanced.
Wow.
Damn, that is a hot turtle.
I definitely feel awkward.
Yeah. That sounds like Laser Stories is over for the day. We're going to do it again, same time on Wednesday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
record numbers of people in our country are choosing to walk away from their 9-to-5 jobs.
Oh my gosh. Oh, yeah. Seriously, so many people are quitting right now.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that are quitting.
And more than a few people have left their careers at our radio station.
Yeah. It really is true.
One lady after 17 years here.
Yeah. Wow. And most people are like, oh, I moved on to this and all that. She was just like, no, I'm just done.
Yeah.
I mean, I gotta say, I'm extremely disappointed in them.
Oh, why?
I'm glad you didn't say jealous.
No.
So that's a good sign.
I mean, not for quitting and going on to something obviously better than radio.
Yeah. They're making themselves happy.
I'm proud of them for that. So good luck, Tracy.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed because of the way that they left. So polite. Yeah. No drama, no theatrics.
Yeah. We had an ice cream party for Tracy.
That's so sweet.
Boring. And it's just so completely different than the guy in England who's making international headlines today because of the epic and hilarious way that he decided to walk out of his 6-year job.
Okay.
I see. Okay.
So we'll tell you what he did and, oddly enough, what he wore for it coming up at 7:10.
Okay, looking for some amazing TV to stream? Sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you cannot miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time. Absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu. Don't you want to find out how he met their mother? Then go back home with the Dunphys, the Pritchetts, the Pritchett-Tuckers in Modern Family. Oh, and start over with the Roses. Oh, on Schitt's Creek. And see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Can you even watch all of this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today. Now we're talking.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Have you made the switch to Knix? Millions of women have made the switch to the revolutionary period underwear from Knix. That's K-N-I-X. Period panties from Knix are like no other, making them the number one leak-proof underwear brand in North America. They're comfy, stylish, and absorbent, perfect for period protection from your lightest to your heaviest days. They look, feel, and machine wash just like regular underwear, but feature incognito protection that has you covered. You can shop sizes from extra small to 4XL. Choose from all kinds of colors, prints, and different styles, from bikinis to boy shorts, thongs to high-rise. You've got to try Knix. See why millions are ditching disposable, wasteful period products and have switched to Knix. Go to knix.com and get 15% off with promo code TRY15. That's knix.com, promo code TRY15 for 15% off life-changing period underwear. That's knix.com.
They say quitters never win. I saw that on a cigarette ad outside my preschool the other day.
Okay.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Disturbing.
One guy who just quit his job is actually winning the internet today.
Okay.
His name's Robert Simpson, and he had a job at the British grocery store chain Tesco.
Mm-hmm.
After several years working in the back loading area, he finally went into his manager one day to let him know he was done.
Oh, God.
And he's moving on.
Wow, that's a big step.
I've worked at a grocery store before, and you dream of that moment for a very long time.
From the second you put that smock on.
Yeah, I only worked there for a year, too.
And so his manager told him, you know, that's fine, but he would need to submit a formal resignation letter, which typical manager move, like, oh, if you want to quit, you have to do more work first.
Yeah. We've got a form for that.
You're like, no, I'm not going to work here.
Yeah, I won't be here tomorrow.
Yeah, you need to apply for that too. Yeah.
Well, Robert took that request very, very literally. His boss wanted a formal resignation. He was going to give it to him. So Robert showed up at the store the next day in a full 3-piece suit with a cane, carrying his very formal resignation letter in his hand. He got up and stood on a box and then proceeded to read it out loud in the middle of the store.
Yes.
Hear ye, hear ye.
His letter said, "To whomever it may concern, I write this letter from a place of sorrow and regret.
Oh my God.
Oh wow.
These 6 long, arduous years have caused me to grow quite weary. Whilst I have reveled and labored with my subordinates, my knees have grown weak and the grease on my elbows has depleted."
Oh. Yeah, meanwhile, shoppers are just walking by as this is going on.
Yeah, they're like, do you know where the Drano is? Yeah. Excuse me. And he even gave a nod towards his role of receiving deliveries, saying, "This is not for every man to accept large packages into their back door. Nevertheless, it was my duty."
Well said, sir.
Yes, all the respect.
Yeah, very regal.
Got to put a little bit of humor into your resignation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
After that, he thanked his coworkers and his manager by saying, "I finish this letter with many thanks to my former comrades, and I hereby submit my formal resignation."
And formal it is.
Does the king accept?
He then tapped his cane, stepped off the box.
Oh, tap the cane. That's a classy move.
I feel like the manager's going to yell, "Off with his head."
And once he stepped down, he finished it with a simple, "All right, see you later."
Okay. Out of character. Oh,
so I loved it.
The next day, he posted the video of his grand exit. And of course, that went viral, getting hundreds of thousands of views and comments of approval from all these people. And it inspired others to share their most epic I quit stories.
Ooh, yes.
And so here were some of the best ones that were submitted. One says, "I used to work for a tech firm, and my boss told us one day that we were all going to be spending our breaks doing mandatory Zumba classes.
Zumba?
To boost team morale, apparently."
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds awful.
They say, "So I immediately stood up and told her, I'm taking my fat behind and I'm going home." I walked out of the meeting and then never came back.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Zumba was the straw that broke the camel's back for you.
I feel like jobs are like dating for me, where I've never really quit. I always get like broken up with. My first restaurant job, I got fired. I felt bad for the manager. He literally had to console me for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I felt like I cried enough that maybe he'd give me the job back. Uh-huh. But he's still like, no, it's okay, Jose.
So you don't have any epic I quit stories to add to this.
Them to take you back.
Jose still stalks them on Facebook years later and likes their old photos.
By the way, Subway, if you're listening, I'll totally come back. I'm so sorry.
Oh, did you submit this next one? Because it says, "I used to work at Subway."
Oh, no.
It says, "With this guy who absolutely hated his job."
Oh, no, I loved it. I liked it.
They say, "One day during a busy lunch shift, he got halfway through making a sandwich when the customer asked twice for him to add more Chipotle ranch sauce."
Oh, that's really
people
good.
In their but ranch, though.
Southwest.
And so he looked at the customer and then over to our manager and says, "Well, till next time, bro." And he squirts the rest of the bottle into the air above him and walks out.
Yeah.
As if fireworks are playing. Yeah. It's just exploding ranch.
They say he never came back, not even to pick up his final paycheck.
Whoa.
Oh, damn, that's how you know you're mad.
Right? Kinder. Or you're just really bad with money.
Yeah.
That too.
This next one's actually short and sweet. It says, "My boss wouldn't let me go to the bathroom one day to throw up, so I puked on her.
Ah.
Oh.
I told her I quit, then puked again on the floor next to her." Yeah.
Nice.
Left.
That's a good way to do
that
it.
That is very short.
She asked for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Literally, the bosses don't believe you.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
So it's like, well, I'll prove it.
That's only because you lied 20 times prior to that incident.
I'm learning whether it's with like Chipotle ranch sauce or with puke, you need to have some sort of water effect.
Yeah, I see.
When you leave.
Very dramatic.
And finally, this last one says, "My buddy worked at a terrible supermarket that was notorious for really awful customers.
Mm.
On his last day, a woman walks up to his line and tries to browbeat him into taking a bunch of expired coupons."
Oh my God.
All those people.
He tells her he needs to check with the supervisor and then slowly pulls out a Jack-in-the-Box from under his till.
Like a toy?
Apparently.
What?
And he methodically placed it on the scanner and just starts cranking the thing.
That is
so, it's so creepy.
It is.
And when it finally pops, He looks her in the eye and says, yeah, he said no.
Oh!
So she flipped out and screamed for a manager while he was just cracking up. He took off his smock and then left the store.
Oh, that is a mic drop.
That's amazing.
Awesome.
You came prepped for that,
yeah.
too.
Who like, did you have it
back? Yeah, like back there for months waiting for the perfect customer to come along.
Well, text in to 78592. Tell us what's your most epic quitting story.
Yes.
Your phone tap's coming up right after this.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
We got one of the funniest phone tap requests in a long time.
Oh, the request is funny.
Yeah, just the request from a guy named Ruben. And I can't wait to hear this one. I haven't heard it yet, but Ruben wanted us to play a prank on his buddy.
Yes.
Apparently, he's only been in his job for a few months and started dating a woman there that he worked with. And the other night, they were drinking. Mm. They came back to the office and started getting freaky in the stairwell.
Whoa!
I must have been looking for some privacy, but a security guard caught them. Took pictures of their IDs and then said he'd be getting in touch with HR. So Ruben told us his buddy's been freaking out because HR still hasn't called.
Oh, he's getting fired, bro.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
And that was until now.
That's right.
You're going to hear it in your phone tap.
Yes.
Right after this.
It's another phone tap. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, this is Kelly calling from corporate HR. I'm looking to speak with Jared.
This is he.
Hi, Jared. How are you today?
I'm good. How can I help?
Well, I'm just calling because of the incident that happened in the office stairwell the other day.
So you heard about that?
Security did inform me of what happened.
I don't know what to say. I'm sorry.
Well, we appreciate that, but as you know, we take these type of things very seriously.
I'm sorry. I promise you, this will never happen again.
Okay.
Never.
Let's just go through some things here. Jared, how long have you and Olivia been dating?
We've been dating a little over 2 months.
Well, I don't know if you're aware of this since you're a newer employee, but we do have to file a coworker relationship agreement with the company.
Never heard of that before.
Well, I'm your helpful HR person, so I've already got that started for you. I just need a little more information.
Okay, like what?
Like what other activities you two have been up to at work.
What you mean activities? We're just working.
I'm just going to tell you that's not what I heard, and we're going to need to discuss some things.
What do you mean what you heard?
Talking about the cubicle area? You know what I'm talking about there? Little action.
No, I don't know about any action. That never happened. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that's not what she said.
She who? Nothing ever happened in the cubicle.
I'm talking about Olivia. I spoke with her about an hour ago. I think you're going to want to hear this because she admitted that you two did it in the cubicle area.
That's not true. That's a lie. I don't even know why she would even say that.
Oh, okay. Let me see here. Through the notes, it says she did it in the cubicle area. Oh.
Well, I know she didn't do it with me, so who did she do it with?
Yeah, I'm looking at the time on these notes that I have. This was definitely before you came aboard. Wow.
Okay. I knew it wasn't me.
Yeah, she's referencing some guy in sales named Sam. Do you know Sam?
Yeah, I know Sam, but we're not friends.
Not friends, just doppelbangers, huh?
I don't know what it is.
Well, Sam sure does.
This is weird.
It doesn't matter. Okay, let's keep going down the list. How about the conference room?
I've never been in the conference room.
Well, that's weird, because she said she did it in the conference room 4 times with different people.
Well, it wasn't me.
Well, it must have been Sam and some others.
So what you're saying is my girlfriend has been doing it all over the office with other people?
I
mean, what are you saying? I'm
saying I really should have read these notes before I called
this
you.
This is weird.
I apologize.
Wow, I can't believe this. My girlfriend's doing this with everybody. She's done this in the past.
Whoa, Sam, you should see the one about the break room here. This note here. Oh, my God. I
think I've heard enough. I don't want to hear about more of her expectations.
Huh. But it's like, how can you balance on a microwave? Much more flexible than when I was younger.
You got a lot of notes on her. She's done it on a microwave and everywhere else. with everybody.
But she told you about all these things, right? This isn't.
No, she did not.
She didn't.
We wouldn't have been dating 2 months if we were. That's a lot of doing everybody in the office.
Oh, I would definitely date her. She seems very talented.
I don't appreciate you having fun. Sound like you're really enjoying this. This is so shocking. I mean, how can I look these guys in the face?
She couldn't either. I mean, looking at the positions she described anyway, there's no way she could see anybody's face.
Wow, I am just blown away.
Me too.
Why are you laughing? This is not funny. My girl's been doing everybody.
It's pretty funny because this is actually a prank phone call.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, my real name's Brooke from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you, man.
No way.
Your buddy Ruben set you up. You know, he did tell us about the stairwell. He did. And he said that you've been freaking out, thinking the HR was going to call you any day.
You know what? I was freaking out. I'm sure they're going to call me, though. I'm sure they're going to call me in a couple of days.
Okay, wait. Before you go, I have to ask one last question. Okay? You need to answer honestly. Did you hook up on my desk?
You're not from HR. You can't ask me any more questions.
I'm marking down yes.
Get the out of here.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
You know, Mark Twain famously said, tragedy plus time equals... Quick, Alexis, what?
I don't know. Tragedy time, not happiness? I don't know.
Sounds like Mark Twain.
Yeah, good old Samuel Clemens. Yeah.
Kind of the opposite.
Tragedy plus time equals comedy.
Oh, yes.
That's what Mark Twain said.
No.
After tragedy, you need to give it enough time before it's funny.
Okay, I'm better at like reading written things. Maybe this would make more sense that way. Yeah.
That's his recipe for humor. And one of our listeners says he got pitched a funny first date idea that he now regrets saying yes to.
Uh-oh.
And in all of our years doing the show, this was a first. We've never heard an idea like this for a date. Probably is going to be the last time we ever hear about it.
Oh, no.
Because while it sounded good at the start, it ended stinking worse than some of Brooke's homemade lunches that she brings into the office.
No, that's smelly.
Okay, I mean, I'm self-aware. I get that. That's not a good thing.
You're going to hear all about what it was when we do your second date update next.
Okay, looking for some amazing TV to stream? Sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you cannot miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time. Absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu. Don't you want to find out how he met their mother? Then go back home with the Dunphys, the Pritchetts, the Pritchett-Tuckers in Modern Family. Oh, and start over with the Roses. Oh, on Schitt's Creek. And see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Can you even watch all of this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today. Now we're talking.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at FisherHomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Have you made the switch to Knix? Millions of women have made the switch to the revolutionary period underwear from Knix. That's K-N-I-X. Period panties from Knix are like no other, making them the number one leak-proof underwear brand in North America. They're comfy, stylish, and absorbent, perfect for period protection from your lightest to your heaviest days. They look, feel, and machine wash just like regular underwear, but
feature Incognito protection that has you covered. You can shop sizes from extra small to 4XL. Choose from all kinds of colors, prints, and different styles, from bikinis to boy shorts, thongs to high-rise. You've got to try NYX. See why millions are ditching disposable, wasteful period products and have switched to NYX. Go to knix.com and get 15% off with promo code TRY15. That's knix.com, promo code TRY15 for 15% off life-changing period underwear. That's knix.com.
Second date update.
What happens if you meet someone on a dating app and you find out that both of you have been in the dating pool for way too long?
What does that mean?
Then it's like, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
That's when you need to mix it up, like one of our listeners, Wayne, did recently.
Okay.
Did he suggest both of them dress up as their favorite Power Ranger and meet in front of the police station?
Oh, no.
That's actually a really fun idea.
He went as a red Power Ranger, didn't he?
He didn't do that.
Oh, he didn't.
It would have been a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
No,
instead, he went a different direction, and now he says he's living with a medium amount of regret.
I feel like that most adults live that way.
Yeah.
It's like not overwhelming, but he can still sleep at night.
Wayne, only a 90% chance you're going to regret asking us for help today. So welcome to the show. Namaste.
Yeah, I am having some regrets. You know, it started as a good idea.
Okay. Don't they all?
We'll get to your questionable idea in just a second. But first, tell us about the girl that you went out with. Who's she?
Her name's Isabella.
Okay.
That's a pretty name.
Yeah, and from Jeffrey's description, it sounds like, I don't know, maybe you're a little exhausted from online dating?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Aren't we all, brother?
I mean, do you still have hope going into a first date with someone when you're just tired of it all?
I have a sliver of hope.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't just show up, but it's like, all right, just give me a reason to leave. What's your name?
So tell us about what you wanted to do with Isabella.
Oh, yeah. So Isabella, you know, a couple weeks we were chatting and we just had really awesome conversations.
Okay.
And like talked about our favorite candy and like our top three.
That is some deep stuff.
Don't get started because Brooke won't stop.
Yeah. What is your favorite candy?
Oh, I'm kidding.
Easy. Reese's Pieces.
Okay.
Reese's Pieces. Not the cup.
Does your first date have to do with like a candy shop or something?
Ooh. No, but kind of like a game. Well, basically, we had so many fun conversations and she was like, it never translates into a good first date. And I was like, well, let's just skip the first date then, and we can pretend like it's our second or third date.
Oh, okay. Oh. Can you do that?
I like that.
How do you, yeah.
Yeah, you could do that.
You can act like, remember last time when we talked, I said that.
You're like, why are you telling me this story again? You told me on the first date.
See, it's already funny, Brooke.
We're getting along so well. And she was like, well, what if we pretended it was our 1-year anniversary?
Oh.
Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah. That escalated quickly, sir.
Let's jump right to the divorce and start breaking up items in our home.
It's been 1 year and you still won't sleep with me.
Wait, were you into that idea?
I was like, why not? What have we got to lose at this rate?
And you may get a free dessert out of it from the restaurant, whenever they know it's an anniversary.
Yeah. Good. Okay, yeah. So what'd you end up doing?
So we made a reservation for a 1-year anniversary, and I ordered actually a bottle of champagne.
Oh, you're a good boyfriend after a whole year.
We had to put out flowers with a card.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. 1 year down, forever to go.
I legit want to steal this.
1 year down, forever to go? Oh. That was the card?
Yeah.
Wow, romantic. Did she think that's funny or did it feel like too much to her? Because you really took this to like a serious level.
Yeah, you owned it.
When we met, like, we had, like, happy 1 year, like, anniversary jokes, and, you know, she was into it, too. She came with, like, a present for me, which I wasn't really prepared for.
Oh, that's thoughtful. What was it?
Yeah, her present was a fake coupon book.
That's really funny.
Classic anniversary. Yeah. Like, free hug.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
It was kind of like that, but she was kind of, like, sarcastic. She said free hug. It was, like, hug yourself or do the laundry yourself.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, that's more like the 10-year anniversary.
Yeah.
She sounds really funny. Did you guys laugh a lot on your date?
Yeah, the first like 15-20 minutes of the dinner were like, pretty fun.
Okay.
Then it got a little serious.
Oh, no.
Serious.
Oh, no. Why?
It probably was me. I was too into it, took it too far, because I started kind of telling her who she can be friends with, you know.
What?
Like, I don't actually know any of her friends, so I was kind of making it up.
Wait, you turned into the boyfriend that she wants to dump is what you turned into.
The ones the friends don't like.
Okay. Yeah, what the hell?
Well, hopefully you told her don't hang around Brooke because she's a wet blanket about your date idea.
That's terrible.
But, you know, Lane's a bad influence. She, you know, she's like, what do you mean? I don't know if she meant what do you mean who's Lane or what.
Because there is no Lane.
Yeah, that's the joke.
That's totally... Exactly.
Okay.
So you were a really fake, toxic boyfriend?
Yeah.
Cute.
I was confused.
I mean, what happened to the romantic guy that she was dating? You know, fake dating.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to fix in a little bit of real fake life.
Dude, that's exactly why she's not calling you
back.
No,
you have to create some fake lows to enjoy those fake highs in your relationship.
No, you don't put up with that type of crap in a relationship.
Brooke,
you
he's been single
him.
Long enough. He has to do something.
I'm not surprised anymore.
Maybe there's a reason.
Yeah.
Was that it? Was there more to the date?
Yeah,
it kind of got worse, perhaps, because then we kind of shifted in the topic of how to discipline, you know, our kids.
Oh.
You're only 1 year into a relationship.
Yikes.
You already have kids?
No, we don't have kids now, but in the one anniversary world, it's normal to talk about, you know, how would you discipline kids?
Oh, yeah. You didn't see eye to eye on how to parent your fake children?
No, we were disagreeing a lot about that. And she said something about my mom being overbearing.
I mean, how much longer did you guys last after that?
Well, you know, it was hard coming out of, like, the overbearing mom thing. It got a little awkward. It just wasn't a good idea.
All right, man. Well, it's... Sounds like you had a couple hiccups on the date, very tiny ones, but
big hiccups.
Painful hiccups. They don't
pretend. Yeah. It was all pretend.
I know.
Guys.
Every relationship goes through these moments before they find their like stride. Isn't that right, Brooke?
Yeah, sure. Usually not on the first date. Yeah. That's also your one-year anniversary.
But on the one-year anniversary, it makes sense. So we're going to play a song. We're going to come back. We're going to call your girlfriend of 1 year, Isabella.
Oh.
And we're going to see if we can get her to go out with you one more time, okay?
It's so weird.
I would love
for
that.
The second time. Yeah.
All right. Hold on. Second date update. Jose keeps telling me off the air that he's going to steal this date idea.
I am!
Even though the girl clearly isn't calling back after it.
Well,
and it ended in total disaster.
So Jose, bad.
But it's so funny.
But not to the woman in the room.
They left mad at each other.
If a girl isn't calling you back, Jose, usually that's a bad sign.
I know, but it's just like, how much fun could you have imagining your one-year anniversary?
Jose
fake
just,
fights, he just, fake arguments.
He just wants to be in a relationship so bad.
For
so
that long. Like. But we're talking about one of our listeners, Wayne, who just went out on a date with someone named Isabella. And on their first date, they pretended that it was their 1 year anniversary. So they set it all up with champagne and flowers at a restaurant. But Wayne thinks he may have overcommitted to the character when he made some jokey comments about who Isabella can and can't hang out with and how they are going to parent their future non-existent children someday down the road.
It's fake, guys.
I know, but Wayne, why did you go with controlling boyfriend as your persona?
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't really thinking I was doing controlling boyfriend. I was just thinking, you know, 1 year you have these little, like...
No, telling someone who they can and can't hang out with is very controlling.
I mean, I was just looking out for Lane's a bad influence. In the
I haven't met a good Lane in my life.
Don't you get it, guys? It's funny.
What about Lois Lane? No.
Brooke, didn't your husband buy you a dish rack on your one-year anniversary?
That's true.
Yeah, but he never tried to tell me who I couldn't hang out with.
Yeah, he just said, get in the kitchen and clean some dishes. Yeah. Don't get the water all over the counter.
It's like, I'm hanging out with Mr. Clean then. I'm out of here.
So it can't turn out any worse than that, right, Wayne? Let's just call Isabella and see how this goes.
Any worse than Brooke?
That's what I'm saying. Here we go. I'm going to dial Isabella. Let's do this.
Hello?
Hey, is this Isabella?
Yes, this is she.
Hey, Isabella. My name's Jeff from a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Okay.
Like that sass.
I don't know what you expected to say, Jeff.
You're really funny, Isabella, already. Hi.
Hi.
This is the whole morning show.
Hi.
That's Brooke. You probably know their social media handle, Brooke Fox Fox.
Yeah, sure. Right. Jeff,
okay. There's Jose at Hilarious Jose.
On everything.
Yeah, and then Alexis at Alexis Fuller.
Underscore Fuller. No, 16.
Oh, okay. Forget it.
You guys, don't argue.
I don't follow you guys. How am I supposed to know?
I don't think. Are you? We're not calling because of social media, just so you know.
No.
Yeah, follow us, though, anyway.
We're doing a dating segment on this show, asking about somebody that you went out with recently named Wayne.
Oh.
At Wayne Elaine.
Was that a good oh?
Do you want to know?
Well, we want to know what you thought about your date, because we've heard a little bit about it from Wayne, but we'd like to get your perspective on it. Was it good time? Dancing. Producer's dancing in the corner.
I mean, I think it was a really clever idea of mine.
Oh, yeah. To do the 1-year anniversary thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, we love that.
Can you tell Brooke what an amazing idea that date was?
So fun.
It sounds like
she doesn't believe that people can have fun doing that.
I'm not saying it didn't sound fun. Uh-huh. It just... Yeah. You know,
didn't end fun?
I don't know. It depends on what you think. Like, did you think it was fun?
I mean, it started out pretty fun because, like, it was silly and just like, yeah, we already know each other. We've known each other for a year or whatever. But then, like, I don't know, we're talking about our family. And there was, like, this weird moment where I made this joke about his mom being overbearing and stuff like that. And
which is a pretty stereotypical mother-in-law joke.
Yeah,
or like,
totally.
Absolutely. But his response to that was like, are you sure you want to eat that pasta? Like, I want you to live a long and healthy life. And I don't know if that should be something that's a part of your diet.
No.
Blah, blah, blah.
I'm going to take a line from Alexis.
Dude.
I mean, stop.
He already told us about the friend thing, too. Like, why is he doing that?
Yes.
Or does he have kind of a point if he wants you to live long and healthy?
Shut up, Jeffrey.
Get
out of here.
I mean, if he really cared about you,
no.
is all
oh
I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
That is
red flag.
But then he brought up this person. I can't even remember her name, but, like, he brought up this person because it was made up or whatever, but he was like, I don't want you seeing her anymore. She's a bad influence for you and blah, blah, blah. And, like, yeah, it was made up, but, like,
I would run.
Kind of a red flag for me.
Oh, like, my God. Yeah. I would have alarm bells going off left and right, like, well, beacons of, like, burr,
wait,
burr, burr, like
I
a
don't
submarine.
Understand. You made a joke about his mom being overbearing.
Yeah, but that's, like, a stereotypical joke.
Right.
Oh, why is that okay?
Because he's not talking about who he is as a person.
He's not talking about who she is as a person.
Wait, can I just say something? It wasn't a real person.
Okay. That's Wayne, Isabella. He just jumped in the conversation.
It was a made-up person, Isabella. We were in it together for our 1-year anniversary. I don't know. I was upset when you talked about my mom, and even though she is very overbearing, you don't know her.
Ooh, you hit a nail on the head, huh?
You're not listening. Like, you're saying about the mom, and then you completely change around onto me and something about me as a person, and it's like that didn't really hit well. You know, we were joking about our family, and then suddenly you started telling me that I shouldn't eat pasta. Like,
yikes.
Ooh. Oh. Family joking is okay, but talking about food that crosses the line?
Yes, Jeffrey! You don't tell people what they can or can't eat, hang out with.
If it's out of concern for your safety and health and well-being.
No, she's not a child. You're not her dad. Like, get out of here. And why do you think boyfriends act that way? Like, even if you're just pretending.
And, like, pasta isn't even bad for you. Like, what are you doing? You're basically just feeding into the stereotype that carbs make you fat and I'm fat. Like,
no one cuts my carbs.
I didn't mean it like that. I was coming from the health perspective and caring about you wanting to have a healthy, long, prosperous life together.
Uh-huh. All the girls are not liking this.
No, this is bad. No, I mean, it'd be one thing if you said don't smoke. You know, like,
sure.
Something like that.
What's wrong with smoking?
Yeah.
It's a free country, is it not? Oh, now I'm not allowed to have my cigarettes? They're legal.
Okay.
You're telling me what I can and can't do?
You get her, Jeff.
I mean, if it wasn't pasta, there wouldn't be the freak out.
I mean, it seems like a big freak out over one thing. Is that all that it was? He made a bad joke about what she can and can't eat
in a fake scenario?
It was a lot of the making up stuff, which, you know, like, there was one where he was talking about, like, our kids and disciplining our kids. And I was like, okay,
if we're just dating on a 1-year anniversary, that's not something that you usually talk about as disciplining your children if you haven't even talked about wanting to have kids yet. Yeah. And I was like, all right.
I don't get any of this. What are you talking about? We already talked about having kids at our 6-month mark.
You forgot that conversation, Isabella?
Oh, my God.
No,
that conversation maybe happened with another girl.
He's kidding, guys.
I know.
He's been a lot hotter situation than this.
He's not very funny. Like, no. Wade, come on, man. It's like foreshadowing just a crappy relationship is what you were doing. Like,
Brooke, she's just against me the whole time.
Yeah, she's on you, bro.
Wade emailed us for help. Remember that, Brooke.
Yeah.
This date idea was all her idea to pretend to be like a couple a year into
a
relationship.
A cute couple that's fun.
But also
and like,
realistic.
And like, you talk about like your pretend European vacation you have this year.
Oh,
that's fun.
Now he has to pay for a big Euro trip. otherwise, he's a bad boyfriend.
She's obviously going to split the cost, Jeffrey. They've only been together for 1 year, okay? She's an independent working woman. Give her a break.
Is that true?
Are you
Isabella?
In the fake world, are you?
I would absolutely pay my own way, but like, I would appreciate if he offered.
In a fake world, what is going on?
But that's a much more fun conversation.
It really is, yeah.
All right, fine. Like, would you like to go to Europe with me? I'll pay for it.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Absolutely.
Wait, what? The fake world just got way better.
Yeah, I'll pay for it.
Yeah, you so need a Amalfi Coast.
Oh, wow.
Oh, hey, leave the kids behind.
Okay.
Come on, guys. Literally, I think he tried to take the bad angle as a joke, and it didn't work.
But I think she went with her gut.
You guys are still laughing right now. You have chemistry.
Yeah, like we can all tell when a joke is a joke and when it's not a joke.
Yes.
Except him.
And I'm not joking right now when I say I want to pay for a second date for both of you, and we'll pay for it.
Yes.
Pre-Europe. Yeah. Pre-Euro trip.
Pre-Europe.
Yes, just a regular first date, and we can pretend that you guys haven't been dating for a long time anymore.
A real second date.
I would be okay with a real second date.
Really? And just see
what he's really like in the present moment instead of thinking what a future should be.
Oh my God, I can't believe you said yes.
Wayne, are you still up for this?
Yeah, of course. And she won't regret it at all.
Yay! Okay. Yay!
Just no more hypotheticals on your guys' date.
Please. You guys should not joke at all.
Look what happens. True love prevails even when Brooke tries to actively kill.
Sabotage.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
We don't do this. You guys know my star is rising.
Oh.
Yeah, it is, bro.
Yeah, like yeast in a blueberry onion loaf.
Oh.
Just blowing up right now.
That's smelly.
Actually, did you guys see there was an article about me in Marie Claire magazine?
I missed that. I didn't read that.
I
didn't get the latest issue, apparently.
Well, yeah, they did a piece that described me as a lyrical savant.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good thing, right?
I guess.
I didn't read the article.
Oh.
They said, I have, quote, the dance moves of a young Britney Spears.
Oh.
The gentle grace of a young Bad Bobby. And the voluptuous backside of a Pixar mom.
I mean, I'm jealous of that.
That's a dump truck, dog.
Yeah, good on you.
You think that's good? You should read what they said about my voice.
Oh.
But actually, you don't even have to read about it. You can just hear it for yourself.
Yeah.
When I belt out and shake my Pixar-worthy derriere with my song of the week.
Is that Miss Incredible?
Damn right. Coming up at 8:10.
Okay, looking for some amazing TV to stream? Sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you cannot miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time. Absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu. Don't you want to find out how he met their mother? Then go back home with the Dunphys, the Pritchetts, the Pritchett-Tuckers in Modern Family. Oh, and start over with the Roses. Oh, on Schitt's Creek. And see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Can you even watch all of this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today. Now we're talking.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Have you made the switch to NYX? Millions of women have made the switch to the revolutionary period underwear from NYX. That's K-N-I-X. Period panties from NYX are like no other, making them the number one leak-proof underwear brand in North America. They're comfy, stylish, and absorbent, perfect for period protection from your lightest to your heaviest days. They look, feel, and machine wash just like regular underwear, but feature incognito protection that has you covered. You can shop sizes from extra small to 4XL. Choose from all kinds of colors, prints, and different styles, from bikinis to boy shorts, thongs to high-rise. You've got to try NYX. See why millions are ditching disposable, wasteful period products and have switched to NYX. Go to knix.com and get 15% off with promo code TRY15. That's knix.com, promo code TRY15 for 15% off life-changing period underwear. That's knix.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I've heard the people want their song of the week.
Oh, the
yeah,
people
they do.
They have spoken.
Uh-huh.
Oh, sorry, let me correct that. I just checked the text board. The one person wants their song of the week.
The person.
Woo-hoo. Way to go, person. You keep texting in.
Yeah, we love you.
But it is song of the week time.
Yay.
And have you guys looked outside lately?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just look out the window now. Look
eyes,
at the world, Brooke.
Yep.
All the warm and the sunniness out there, bursting with life and energy and love.
Or it's melting me. I'm not sure which.
Whatever. Yes. It's incredible. Okay. Aren't you guys so happy that we're stuck inside a radio station today?
Oh. Yeah. With air conditioning.
I mean, Mother Earth is rocking her summer bod out there, and we're shriveling up in studio.
They did say hot girl summer, and Mother Earth is hot.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
I'm crushing hard on Mother Earth right now. Okay. I just can't wait to get out there, because summer is officially in full swing.
Yeah. Finally here.
I do love summer.
Yeah,
it's my favorite season.
It means all our favorite things that we love about this season.
Big barbecue parties and
fireworks shows and community pools, the ice cream men. We're doing them all this year.
We're doing the ice cream man.
Everything. And maybe the best thing is that people are finally getting to go on big summer vacations again.
I can't wait.
A lot of road trips for our family last year.
But now you can go all out. And I'm worried that maybe some of us may have forgotten how to do it.
How to vacation?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I wanted to write a song to remind everybody how incredibly great it is to actually travel for the summer months.
Wow, yeah.
So I want to get you pumped for your upcoming vacation, wherever it may be to.
Yeah.
And that's why instead of singing Megan Thee Stallion's hit song, I'm a Savage.
Oh, you are.
It's Young Jeffrey's I'll Be Traveling.
Oh my God.
Yes!
This is a big undertaking.
Yeah.
It is.
So if you have a summer vacation planned or you haven't planned one yet, maybe this will be your inspiration. All right, I'm gonna point when I'm ready.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Point. Take that trip. Cruising ships, travel tips.
Hey.
fanny pack around my hips. Book it. Yeah, I'ma head to Ibiza. Got my passport and my visa. Had to go and get my shot so I would not contract diseases. My legs ain't bruisy cause the exit row so roomy. Lean my chair back couple inches for the in-flight movie. Hey. Laughing at Made in Manhattan. Little light above me when my seatbelt should be fastened. Muffly announcement on the speaker from the captain. Telling me it's
safe for you to move about the cabin.
Yeah, I'll be traveling.
Yeah.
Sandals, rolling baggage. Mini peanut package. Teeny drink cart napkins. I'm relaxing while I'm traveling. Window seat I'm trapped in. Bathroom never asking. Landing people are clapping. Why they clapping? I roll up to my hotel, got my luggage all exploding. Straight onto the bar to get my vacay really flowing. Selfie in the lobby, onto Instagram it's going. But I can't upload the photo cause my cell phone says it's roaming. I don't quit, no. I got a map to find the famous monuments. Oh, I hail a taxi just by stretching out my limb. Whoa, lay on a beach and try to darken up my skin. Yeah, snorkel and fins, yeah, while I'm traveling.
Yeah.
Wallet, sunscreen, glasses. Family, t-shirts, matching. Cameras always flashing. What's the caption? I'll be traveling. Toilet, trees, I'm packing. Tiny toothpaste action. Pepto-Bismol tablets. Hey, it could happen. And when it's time to leave, ooh, I bring those mini shampoo bottles home with me. Ooh, cause when I check out, I become a little thief. Ooh, grab all the artwork cause it's complimentary. Ooh, they're gonna leave a tip for everyone I meet. I'm gonna miss my daily morning margaritas. Respect the maid who left the chocolate on my sheet. Cause on vacation doesn't matter what I eat. Nah, back at the airport getting loaded duty free. I might be a tourist, but I'm not touristy. I'll be traveling.
Very
good.
I'm
with
you. I was playing this song all day.
So good.
Dude, I don't have any big plans this summer. I need to make them now.
Yeah, you do.
I never wanted to get on a plane
Me neither. Yeah. Every time I get one of those little napkins, now I'm going to think of this song.
Oh, you know it's been a long time when you're actually excited to get back into the airport into a plane.
That says a lot, dude.
And every time you leave your hotel room. Okay, sunscreen, glasses.
Yeah.
What was the other one?
Wallet.
I know it's
been a while since we took that big summer trip.
Yeah, man.
And whether it's going to be a week at Disney World or a road trip to Montauk, cruise to Cambodia, whatever it is that you have on the books, this is all about making new memories in new places this summer.
Figuring out that caption.
Exactly. Text in to 78592. Let us know what you thought about the song of the week.
Oh, my God. It's so awesome.
I love it.
Also, if you have any travel plans set up, go ahead and let us know where you're going to be.
Tell us where you're going.
You can always watch the video that includes Alexis dancing in it.
That's right.
On our YouTube.
I did dance a little more than normal this time. Yeah.
Check it out on the Brooke and Jeffrey YouTube, the Brooke and Jeffrey Instagram, or our Facebook.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
We're still getting texts into 78592 about my song of the week.
Yeah, we are.
If you missed it, instead of singing the song I'm a Savage by Megan Thee Stallion, I sang my own version called I'll Be Traveling, because it's vacation time for millions of people around the country just in time for summer.
Oh, my God. And I'm so excited now, even though I don't have a trip planned.
We got some texts into 78592. One said, Jeffy the Stallion, you got me so pumped for summer. I want to kiss you on the lips right now. Hey. Thank you. Amazing song. I'm not sure if that person's going to be traveling, but if you are, I'm sure TSA would be more than happy to kiss you and do other intimate stuff for you.
Just ask for a frisk.
What experience do you have with TSA?
What are you doing in security?
What are you not doing in security, Brooke? You're doing it wrong.
Not doing the good stuff.
Another text came in that said, love the song. Would you guys ever be up for doing a contest called Adventures with Alexis, where she leads a group of listeners on an epic bar crawl? I would pay almost $50 to do it.
Okay, I would charge more than that, but yeah.
Would you?
Yeah. 50? Yeah. More than that.
Until two bars won't let you in because they don't believe your ID is real.
Literally. Not sure if that's the kind of traveling that I was referring to in the song, but I'm still up for it. I think that's a great idea.
Fun, yeah. I mean, traveling on foot still counts. Yeah.
Sure. If you like the song, if you missed it or you want to hear it again, go check it out on the Brooke and Jeffrey YouTube. It's also up on Brooke and Jeffrey's Facebook and our Instagram page. Share it with someone who's preparing for their epic summer vacation.
That's awesome.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Turn it up, because we've got Steve from Edmonds back on the phone once again to take you on, Brooke. Now, Steve is 0-2 against you all time, but he does have one up on you.
What is that?
Because Steve is retired thanks to crypto.
Hey, you're rich, Steve.
Steve, you want to give Brooke a suck it real quick?
Yeah, just suck it, Brooke.
Hey. All right.
How old are you? How young were you when you got to retire?
63 and a half.
Oh.
No magic formula there.
Okay.
That was just hard work and dedication. Yeah. I was hoping you were like 26.
I'm glad you sold at the right time, brother, because some people are going to work their whole lives now because of crypto.
Yeah. I know. So you just keep on enjoying retirement. We got to grind here and move on to the game. Brooke's leaving the studio. While that happens, you know how it works. 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, you could say pass, but you got to beat Brooke outright to win. Are you ready?
I am ready, sir.
All right. To get in the win column here, your time starts now. Musician Miles Davis was born on this day in 1926. He famously played what brass instrument?
Trumpet.
What does the TV network NBC stand for?
National Broadcast Corporation.
Montero Lamar Hill is the real name of what rapper?
Pass.
What is McDonald's best-selling item?
McNuggets.
A person who studies celestial objects to understand human behavior is called what?
Astrologer.
The bikini made its debut in which decade?
Can you repeat that?
The bikini made its debut in which decade?
40s.
All right.
That was good work by Steve today. Well done. We're going to bring Brooke back into the studio. And off of the air, Steve told our producer he has summer plans to go fishing.
No.
And even gave us permission to do a remote broadcast on his 20-foot boat.
Hey! Oh.
Hey!
You have extra life jackets because I can't swim.
I have extra ones on board for you, sir.
Yay! Okay.
It's required by law. Yeah.
Oh, is it?
There you go. Yeah.
Hey, fun fact.
Can you guys hold on a minute? I got to run down the street and catch my Roomba. It escaped.
Your Roomba escaped?
Are you joking?
That was a prank call that we did.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I thought he was, God, I'm so gullible. We did the prank call, and then I just still fell for it.
I did too, bro. Don't worry.
Suck it again, bro. Gotcha.
Just like a Roomba.
Yeah, that was well done. It's your turn.
That was good, Steve.
Are you ready?
Yeah, me, yeah.
Yeah, Brooke, here it goes. Your time starts now. Musician Miles Davis was born on this day in 1926. He famously played what brass instrument?
Trumpet.
What does the TV network NBC stand for?
National Broadcasting Company.
Montero Lamar Hill is the real name of what rapper?
Lil Wayne.
What is McDonald's best-selling item?
Big Mac.
A person who studies celestial objects to understand human behavior is called what?
The horoscope people. Astrologist.
The bikini made its debut in which decade?
I'm going to go bikini was the 50s.
Ooh, I think it might be a close game here. We're going to find out for sure when we go to the scoreboard with Jose.
Check your panties.
Bolaños.
I'm not wearing any. All right, Steve. You got three correct today.
That's pretty good, Steve.
That's solid.
Thank you.
And Brooke. Yeah. We had to go over with the judges to see if we would give you one, and we did.
Okay.
Also three!
Sorry, Steve. You know a tie does go to the house on this. We're going to get these answers in. Musician Miles Davis, born on this day in 1926, famously played the trumpet. NBC stands for National Broadcast Company.
And he said corporation, so we did not
Steve,
give you
Steve, yeah,
that.
You said corporation.
I got you.
Montero Lamar Hill is the real name of Lil Nas X.
Oh,
there's that song,
Montero. Yeah,
I think it was an album too,
I think so.
McDonald's best-selling item is their French fries. They sell over 9 million pounds of fries each day.
But I could see either of your answers. He said nuggets, you said Big Mac. Yeah. It's all so good.
Oh, just made me hungry.
I know.
The person who studies celestial objects to understand human behavior is called an astrologer.
And this was where the controversy was, but an astrologist is also used to describe an astrologer.
So Brooke got credit for that one.
So we did give you credit, and that was the controversy.
And the bikini made its debut. Steve remembers back in the 1940s in France.
I may have won the first one. I don't know.
Out on your
there
boat.
You go, Steve.
Steve, a pioneer. Now, unfortunately, we can't give you any money here, Steve, but just for playing, you do get a $50 gift card to Zeke's Pizza, homegrown in the Northwest.
Awesome sauce.
Yeah.
Awesome sauce. I love it, Steve.
Do you want to ask Steve his favorite topping, too?
No.
Not curious.
What kind of fish do you want to catch this summer?
Salmon.
What? Oh, salmon.
Oh, I thought he said Copper River just came out.
I thought he said Phantom, and I'm like, whoa, it's like a ghost fish.
Wow.
Cool.
Put that on your Tinder bio.
Yeah.
All right, Steve.
Thank you for playing.
We love you too. We'll be back to do Win Brooke's Buck same time on Monday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic, bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.